Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. And I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on this evening. I just give God all praise and glory on tonight and give him reverence, who is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective places. God is a great God. We serve an awesome God, a great and awesome God. I just thank God for everyone that's on our radio broadcast that's listening in tonight. I thank God on tonight. Tonight is Bible study. We're studying from the book of Revelation, and we want the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us on tonight. We're just going to have a short devotion, calling our Bible class to order, and we're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Just right quick, and then we're going to get right into our word. Amen.
Oh, break the
Amen, amen. Joy in my soul. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 135. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Yea, that standeth in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth and in the seas, in all the deep places, in all the deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightning for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasures. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast? I have just read you from Psalms 135, from the first verse to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you right now, God, to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come just confessing and repenting, Lord, for every sin, Lord, everything, every negative thought, everything, Lord, we repent right now in the name of Jesus and ask you to forgive us, Lord, and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just dip us down in the blood on tonight, Lord. Just wash us in the blood of Jesus. Father, I ask you, first of all, Lord, to bind up the strong man tonight. Lord, bind the strong man and every demonic force on tonight that try to come against us or this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. We bind you up and we cast you out and we command you to go in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you on tonight to bless everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to go in the deep places, in the name of Jesus, go down in the deep places. Search everything about us, Lord. And I ask you right now to open our minds up, open our hearts up that we may receive and be receptive to your word on tonight, Lord. And I ask you tonight to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase tonight and teach us, Lord. Just teach us, Holy Spirit. Lead and guide us and teach us your word. Teach us your precepts, your statutes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We'll be careful tonight to give you all the praise and give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. I just thank and praise God on tonight for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight, giving God all the glory and all the praise on tonight. Just thanking God for his word on tonight. And we are going to get back to this book of Revelation. And we just thank and praise God on tonight. We left out in the second chapter on verse 6. Second chapter, verse 6. And I'm telling you, this thing right here, I've been looking at it and studying it and going back and forth, but God is a good God, and he wants us to know every symbol, everything that he is in his word, and what he don't want us to know, we won't know. Believe that, because he can do whatever he want to do. So, I'm trying to find where I am. So let's see. Okay. It says, but this thou hast hast thou that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, I try to find some stuff on the Nicolaitans, but it's not a whole lot in the Bible. And I even looked up some more stuff, and I really couldn't find a whole lot on them. But I know that they weren't good. They were doing stuff to the Christian people, and God didn't like that. He did not like it, so he just swept them to the side. I'm telling you, they were done away with, the most of them, for the most part. Let me see. Let me get my little note on them. It's not a lot on them. I got what I could, but it wasn't enough, and it wasn't a lot at all. The Nicolaitans was an early Christian sect mentioned twice in the book of Revelation of the New Testament. They were considered heretical by the mainstream church. According to Revelation 2 and 6 and 15 and 1, they were known in the cities of Ephesus and Pergamum. And in this chapter, the church at Ephesus is commended for hating them and the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. And the church in Pergamos is rebuked. So thou hatest has also some worshiping in their midst. So anyway, they were hated for what they did to the Jews. So we do not know much about this group, but they did things that were not right for the Christians. They ate the food that the people gave to the false gods, and their ideals about sex were not what Christians should believe. The Lord was pleased that the Christians at Ephesus hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans or the Nicolaitans. He also hated what they did. There are many such strange groups. Christians must be careful to obey what the Bible teaches. They must refuse the action of those who teach against the truth. They should hate all that is false, and we should. A lot of things that's false, we should hate. And I'm not talking too loud, because look, I was in the weeds. I'm still in the eyelashes and everything else that come with it. And that's false. But some things I believe that the Lord, I don't even believe he was talking about that. I really don't. But it's a lot of fake things out here that we should hate. For one, fake and false teaching and stuff, doctrine and stuff like that. That's what we should hate. Things that go against what the Word of God teaches. If you have an ear, listen. Anyone who is able to hear should listen. The Lord calls all of us to listen. We all need to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. It was not just for the churches in Ephesus, but the Spirit of Christ gives a promise to those who overcome. They all, those who obey God, we want them to listen. God wants them to listen. They do what the Lord has said to the churches in Ephesus, like Adam and Eve. They were in the Garden of Eden. And in that garden, there was the tree of life. When Adam and Eve sinned, God stopped. He stopped them from going to the tree of life. He stopped them. He put a guard there so they could not eat of the fruit of it. If they ate of it, they would always be sinners. Then they would not be able to live with God. So he had to put a guard there. But we have to learn how to obey God. We have to be obedient to the word of God. I'm telling you, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Those who overcome will be free from sin. They can eat of the fruit of the tree of life, and they will always be with the Lord. They will have eternal life with God. So this is teaching and to me, it didn't explain as much as I wanted it to, even about the Nickelodeons and how they that they was doing that we shouldn't do as husband and wives and all that with sex, because this is what it's talking about. And then they ate the food that the people gave to false gods. Just like y'all go in these spas to get your feet done and your nails done, and they got fat men sitting up there, and they got food, crackers or whatever it is they have down there. Well, that's what the Nickelodeons ate, whatever they gave these false gods, because, you know, it's been a couple of times I asked them, what y'all put that there for? Why y'all trying to feed something that's not real? But they feel like it's real, and they mean what they say. They don't play about it. They'll ask you to leave, too. So you have to be careful with that. But that's what they ate. And God don't want us eating false stuff. It's just like taking in false information, false doctrine and stuff. That's something. Does anyone have anything to say about this? Something to move on to the Smyrna, the church in Smyrna. Marion. Okay. And unto the angel of the church of Samaria, down the white, these things said, the first and the last, which was dead and is alive, I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know thy the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. But thou faithful unto death, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And this is what some of the promises that God gave them. He said he knows the blasphemy of them which say that they are Jews and are not. On the route north from Ephesus, the next city was Smyrna, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Samaria. Its modern name is Lismore. It is about 35 miles from Ephesus. It is on the sea, and it had a good and safe harbor. In trade, second only to Ephesus when they were trading, because Ephesus was first. Jesus writes to the Samaritans as the first and the last. He defeated death. He was now alive. He writes to a church that suffered much for the local people. Jesus suffered much. He knows what it is to suffer. Jesus died and came to life again so that two can be brave even to die. that we can. They can be sure of the life beyond death. The Lord knew all about the problems there. He saw all the troubles they had. They were very poor and they struggled to live. Life was very hard for these Christians. They were poor, but Jesus said that they were rich. They did not have much of this world's wealth, but they were rich toward God. They knew the Lord, and he appreciated them. He appreciated them. There was a large number of Jews in Samaria. These hated the church. They caused a lot of trouble. They spoke lies and said evil things about the Christians. They turned the rulers of the city against the church. Now, I know Jesus, he knows everything that we go through. He knows what we need. He knows when we need it. God knows everything about us because he made us. Now, how he know everybody's problem at one time, he God. And we're going to let him be God, but every problem, every situation, everything that we go through, God knows. He knows. And he said we're going to have eternal life. He said if we suffer with him, we'll reign with him. And Jesus suffered for us that we may have a right to the tree of life. And we have to suffer with him, son. We think we're suffering. Paul, Barnabas, Silas, they suffered. John the Baptist got his head cut off. All of, they suffered. They suffered. You know, we have poverty here, but believe me, they even the people that's sleeping out on the streets that don't have anywhere to go, they have shelter. Even when they sleeping outside in the porch and on the benches, believe me, God is covering them. Because it's people praying for people. It's people praying for the homeless and the shelterless, those that's hungry and stuff. And I know they suffer. But it's people giving clothes away. It's a whole lot of places for people to get help. But when we suffer, when we live like this from day to day, from month to month, from year to year, and you go through all of this, believe me, God knows. He know, he see what you're going through. He know what problems. He know your struggles. He know what we're going through. Some of us, we may not live out. We may not be out in the park and in sleeping in the alleys and in cars and eating out of trash cans. We may not be there. But we have other things and other issues. We just a hair from being there, because let me tell you something. I have met so many people, and believe me, I've been homeless myself. So I know about it myself. And God will come to your rescue. God will be right there for you. I'm telling you, some of them don't even think they living. I met a young lady was like this. She said she didn't even know they was poor. She said, I didn't know we were poor. Because she thought that was the way of life, the way she was living. So that's the way God wants us. He wants us to appreciate even through our struggles. Believe me, I've been there. And every concern that I have today is a concern of God today. Every concern that you have today, God is concerned with that. He want to know how he can help. He know already, but he want us to know. He want us to tell him and ask him. And believe me, I do it. I do it because that's what he say. He say, depend on me. Don't lean to your own understanding, but you depend on me. Not for who you can go ask. You ask me, and I'll do it. I send who's need to come. So He knew all about them and all of their struggles. And right today, the Jews don't care for Christians. Right today. Say they're Jews and they're not. They're not. That's why people have to know who they are in God. They have to know. A lot of people don't know who they are, where they come from, which tribe they come through. They don't know. They just know what they was taught in Sunday school or in church. They believe what the man say. They don't know. They're not studying and trying to find out where they come from. Dig back in their history. I'm not even talking about the history in the Bible. I'm talking about the history of us. And know where you come from. Know what tribe you are. Look back in there and see. God love us all. He loved every one of these churches. He loved every one of the churches. But you know, just like now, we all doing a little this and a little that, and we never, ever hardly repent for what we do. If we do, we do it sparingly. And that's okay, too. But we have to know God wants our best. He said obedience is better than sacrifice. We got to obey what the Lord says. A real Jew is not just one who has Jewish parents. A real Jew is one who trusts in God. A real Jew would not be against Christ or his church, a real Jew. These Jews served Satan and not God. Because if you was a Jew, you wouldn't be hating God or his church. Perhaps they thought that they were serving God, but by their actions, they were against God. They caused trouble for God's people. And God was very displeased. Very displeased. The church in Samaria would soon have a terrible time. They would suffer much. The Lord says that these troubles would last for 10 days. I'm sorry, 10 years. 10 days. 10 is a whole number. 10 days. Probably means a period of years, but with a definite end. Yeah, because one day is 1,000 years to the Lord. The Roman rulers would put many of them in prison. Some would die because of their trust in Jesus. In all of this, they must remain strong. They must continue to trust in Jesus through it all. Not deny Jesus. The Lord allows such troubles in order to test them, to prove their trust. Now, a lot of times God allows things just to see where we are. He allows a lot of things just to see where we are. Do we trust Him? Do we depend on Him? He allows things like that. He allowed us a lot of things because Satan can't do nothing to us unless God allows it. We have to go to God first. And we saw that over in Job when he went to the Lord for Job. But God doesn't want us to be afraid. We have to be strong and remain strong even in these difficult times. That we don't know from one day to the next. We don't know. We don't know. We just going day by day, but we got to trust in God. These are times, perilous times that's coming. And they're not going to get better. They're not going to get better. They're going to get worse. Believe me. And we got this president. We don't know what he's doing. We have to depend on God. We don't really concern about what he's doing. We keep our heart and our mind in God. Because God knows, believe me, he knows he can stop him any time. He can stop him any time. But God wants us to trust in him. Because the things that he's doing are not right. And God's going to deal with this man. He's going to deal with him. Everybody, you know, they saying that the Lord want him to be the president. Well, God going to deal with him, whether or not. Because you may get by, but you will never get away. Never. All these people did. Mm-mm. But we still have to trust in God. I don't care what it looks like there. You know, I don't care. You got to believe in the Lord. You got to trust in what he said, his word say. You got to trust in him. He don't want us to be afraid of those that could kill the body, but not the soul. They cannot kill the person's spirit, which lives in the body. Rather, we should be afraid of God, who can punish the whole person, both body and spirit and soul, to those who overcome. Jesus will give life as a crown. The reward, like a crown, is life itself. This crown is the sort that the winner in a race receives. They had races in Samaria. This life is like a race. Those who win the race will receive the prize, and who trust Jesus to the end will win the prize. The prize is eternal life. Eternal life with the Lord Jesus. That's what we need to remember. But we got to run on and see what the end is going to be like. I'm telling you, at this point in time, and I keep just like a tape recorder, God want us to seek him. Seek him early. Ain't no plan thing about this. We need to seek God every chance we get. If we sit around doing nothing, talk to God every day, read a scripture every day, pray. God know your heart. He know your heart. He know what you're thinking. He know why you're thinking. He know whatever motive it is. Do it for God. Do it for him. Do it. Call on him. Whatever it is, you better seek God. This is a time right here where he wants you to seek him. He allowing this stuff, and we study going on, and we study opening up stuff, and he study letting COVID cases come and come and come. They act like they don't see it. They can't get it. You got engineers and all kind of people. What's wrong with you? Listen to what God is saying. He said he didn't blind them and they can't hear. They better pray that God open their eyes and their ears. I'm telling you. Because this thing not playing. They shutting down all of the baseball players, everybody. They shutting them down. God said, go in and stay in till I so hard-headed we think we know. We don't know nothing apart from Christ. We the church. We were so into the churches, he shut them buildings down. Because we the church. All these big, beautiful people nowhere. Ain't doing nothing for nobody. He said, those who overcome, Jesus would give a life, a crown of life to them. But you got to overcome. Verse 11 says that the Lord calls all of us to listen. We all need to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. We need to listen. Get somewhere quiet. by yourself, turn the TV off and listen to God. Just listen. You ain't got to do nothing but listen. I do it all the time. Listen to him. He'll tell you what to do. There is a second death. We all live and die. The Lord will raise all people from the death, from that death. John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. Then he will be the judge of all people. He will decide their faith by what they have done. The second death is the punishment for all who do not trust in the Lord. But those who overcome would not die a second time. Would not die a second time. See, God would be like Enoch, that you be just caught up if you do the right thing. You got to do the right thing. Got to do the right thing. Okay, verse 12. And to the angel of the church of Pergamum write, these things said he, which have the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan sits, he is. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelt. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. Verse 12, the road north to Samaria follows the coast for about 40 miles. Then it turns away from the sea up a river valley. 10 miles from the sea is the capital city called Pergamon. Here they had a large and famous library. The city was on a hill. At the top, there was a special place for the worship of Zeus. Zeus was their chief god. The people in Pergamon had four main gods that they served. These were Zeus, female god, Dionysus, and Asclepius. There was also a temple in Pergamon for the worship of the king of Rome. The local rulers had the power of life and death. They could arrest and kill any person, but Jesus has the sharp sword. His sword cuts with both edges. The power of life and death belongs to Jesus and not to the rulers. They could only kill the body, but Jesus had the power of life and death of the whole person. So all of these gods, they was worshiping. Just like now, these witches so prevalent now, they got temples. It's a witch temple right downtown in Detroit, and it's one in the capital here. It's a temple close to one of the Capitol buildings downtown, and they were protesting when they put the nativity out. Then the witches started protesting. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Could they have the nerve to protest the nativity. How? You know, Christians, we should have been out there praying, asking God to send fire from heaven to burn them up. When you get so you got a big old witch temple downtown Detroit, all these demonic places. Same thing. Worshiping these idol gods, all these different chief gods and all this kind of stuff. God is not pleased. He's not pleased then, and he's definitely not pleased now. He's trying to get our attention now because you got witches sitting up in churches now when they was open. Now. One apostle or prophet say she asked the apostle, why you got these witches? Let them, well, if they sit here long enough, they'll change. Ain't nothing going to change. Why you let them sit in your service? They just praying against it. Nothing will change. People better open up their eyes. Ask God to take the scales off your eyes so you can see. The word of God say you sleep or you're blind and you cannot see and you cannot hear. Got to hear and see. Because there's so many of us so far behind. We so far behind. I thank God that he moved me in my spirit, man, when he did. That he opened my eyes to the things that's going on in the spirit realm. Because people don't have a clue going on in the spirit realm on this day. But we got to read and study this word, and we got to pray. If you got filled with the Holy Ghost, you got to pray and ask God to open your eyes up. Jesus spoke to them. I know where you live, he said. He called Pergamum the fading womb. There were so many false gods. People did so many evil things in that town. It was very hard to be a Christian there. The Christians live in constant danger. However, the church there remained true to Jesus. They refused to worship the king or the gods of the people. Antipas had been loyal to the Lord. He had refused to worship the king or the false gods, but he had spoken to the people about the Lord. They killed him because he trusted in Jesus. Even then, the church did not deny Jesus. They were brave. They were even willing to die for Jesus, and that's how it is now over in China, all over there in Korea, different places, Pakistan. All of those different places, they putting people in jail. I've seen a Chinaman, Asian man go to jail because he was preaching. He's a minister or a reverend or whatever. He's a pastor. They put him, they locked him up. He'll be there for 10 years for preaching Jesus. That's why I say we think we have it hard. Not yet. Not yet. If the man stay in there with Putin, look out. That's all I got to say. Look out. Because it's going to be something. I'm telling you. That's why he can send troops or whoever he's sending to these different places. And nobody can do nothing but God about it. Hurting people. I'm praying for him every day, praying for him and his family every day. Verse 14 and 15. Okay, we read 14. This was a very good church. The Lord was happy with them, but there was something wrong in the church some members did not live as they should. And some people there did what Balaam taught Balak. The story of Balaam and Balak is in Numbers chapter 22 to 24 to make the Israelites weak. Balaam told Balak to tempt them with women. The women would attract the men of Israel to worship their own false gods. This is how Balak tried to tempt the people of Israel. These members did not want to be different from the other people in Pergamum. They were very happy to eat the food of false gods. They went to the temple of the false gods to eat. They did the same thing as other people. They even had sex with those who did not trust in Jesus. They may have had sex with more than one partner. This is against what Jesus taught. It is sin. And this is what I'm saying, and I know, and I'm gonna study this passage a little more, because I know when he said eat with the food of the false god, it means something else. But I'm just got to let the Holy Spirit open up my mind about that. But when you eat, when you're around people every day, and you doing what they do, when you're around somebody that cuss all the time, when you're around somebody that say bad things all the time, you're going to develop that. If you just cussing, if you're around somebody that curse all the time, you're going to start, believe me, it's going to rub off. It's going to jump right on you. So when you're around somebody that's eating from the plate of the enemy, believe me, a false god, believe me, you're going to eat too. That's the same thing happened to Solomon. He had these women, you know, women, coochie, women, sugar box women, coochie. He married too many women, and then he started eating from the false gods. He started worshiping their gods because he wanted them more, you know, more. So he was doing what they asked him to do, worship. And that was the end of Solomon. And here it is again. Balaam had Barak, or whatever his name is, to get the men, the women, to go after the Israelite men. And that's what they did. And the men went right on with them, serving and worshiping false gods. These members did not want to be different. And I understand that, but we have to be different. A peculiar people of a royal priesthood. We got to be different. We can't go out here doing what the world do and looking like them, because you'll get sucked right on in to what they doing. You can't do that. You haven't set these women and stuff. And they also followed what the Nickelodeons taught. Perhaps they belong to the same group because they did the same thing. Christians ought to be different from those who do not trust in Jesus. They should live for the Lord. And I know that. I know that. We got to be different. We ain't got to wear no sign on our back, Apostle Deans or Dr. Deans. No. They ought to could look at me and know that I love the Lord. My works, my fruit ought to speak for me. I don't need nothing on my back saying I'm Dr. Deborah Deans. No. I'm a child of God. And I want to walk like I'm a child of God. I want to live like I'm a child of God. I want to live holy. Every day of my life, it's time out for a lot of stuff. It's time out for this mess. It's the same trick, the same using the same fools. He using the same coochies. He using the same everything. And we can't see that. We can't. We can't allow ourselves to be pulled in. We cannot. We got to depend on what the Lord is saying to us. And that's why I say you need to block off at least 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever you can, 10 minutes for the Lord. Block it off so you can understand and hear him. Hear what the Lord is saying. Hear the Lord. He will speak to you. He know your heart. He know why you're going in there sitting down. He will speak to you. If you have an ear, listen. Listen to what the Lord is saying. Verse 16, the whole church should repent. They ought to not to have members like these. The church should take action to change the situation. If they do not, then Jesus will come. He will fight against those who do not repent. Everybody know they have to repent. We have to repent when we sin. Repent. What other people do tempts us. We may want to live as they do, but God calls us to live for him. Jesus taught us how we should live, so the Lord tells us to listen to the Spirit of God. We all need to hear what he says to the churches. This is all I'm saying. The Lord will give some secret manner to those who overcome. Manna was the bread which God gave to the Israelites. They were in the desert. He gave them this for food. And that's in Exodus chapter 16. So manna is food from heaven. Those who overcome will have the food of heaven to eat. This may mean food for the spirit while on earth. It may be a promise of heaven. They will dine with the Lord in heaven. The Lord also promises them a white stone. On that stone, there is a name. It is a name, and nobody else knows it. In the law of court, a white stone meant a not guilty decision. Jesus died for all of us. He forgives all those who trust in him and repent. God is the judge, and he will declare them not guilty. God will. In the races at Pergamum, those who win receive a white stone. Those who overcome have won the race of life. They have the white stone of success from the Lord. The new name on the stone may be the name of the person who overcomes. The Lord gives that person a new name. The new name is a prize and an honor. This will be the same name of that person of the new age. It may be the new name. And it is a name of the Lord Jesus. So I know you know that you're going to get a new name. I know that. Know you know that. Because I know I'm going to get one. And I thank God for a new name. I thank God that everything is going to be new. But we got to do the right thing. This is a time now, like I said, we need to be seeking God. So many people going through stuff. So many people going through things. I'm telling you, so many people, but most of the Christians, God is blessing in this time. Most of us, if not all of us, he's been such a blessing just to even wake us up in the morning. And I thank God for it. I thank God for it. He don't have to do what he do for us. We ain't nobody. He don't have to do it, but he do it. He keep us. He feed us. We're not homeless. We got food. You know, we got the love of God, and we got Jesus. We blessed. Blessed by the best. But I thank God on tonight for each one of you on our radio broadcast. We're going to get ready to close out. But we stopped in the second chapter. We stopped at verse 18. So we'll start back on that on Thursday. But I just thank and praise God for all of you. I give God all the praise. We're going to close our Father in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come now and just thanking you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank the Holy Spirit for opening up our understanding. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. We give you glory. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. Keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels, Father, all around about them to protect them, Lord. And you know what every one of us need, Lord. Bless today, Lord. Everything belongs to you, Lord. Everything, Lord. We know whatever, Father, that concerns us, concern you, Lord. We give you everything that's on us, Lord. Every burden, Lord, we give it to you, Lord. We lay it at your feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all have a blessed night. God bless you all. I love you and God loves you too. And we'll be right back here Thursday at the very same time. We're studying from the book of Revelation. God bless you, Lord. Have a good night.